T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
Now you're all of 22.
I know.
And you probably feel like you've been doing this a long time, right?
Oh, yeah. 12 years.
And for those that don't remember, take us through the story of how you were discovered first.
Well, I watched the movie The Phantom of the Opera, and that had inspired me to start singing. And my mom overheard me. She asked me if I wanted to do, you know, a talent competition, and I was all for it. And then from there, I was traveling all across the East Coast in a van with her, sleeping in the van, until America's Got Talent in 2010, where I was discovered through their YouTube special. And I came in second place there, and from there I've been making albums, touring, was in a movie. You know, I've been doing all sorts of stuff and still doing it.
You know, I would imagine from the outside looking in, everybody says, oh, and your voice is so incredible, and you know that, and people around the world have enjoyed this journey with you. But I think early on, as I recall, being from Pine Richland, you guys tried to be as normal as you could be while you were being internationally recognized, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my parents, they did a great job at really trying to make sure that I still had a childhood and, you know, was able to play. So
what do you like to do when you're not singing? Or how much time do you have to put in to be an opera singer?
A lot, I would say. And even in my downtime, I mean, this is how I know that music is my passion, because even in my downtime, the things that I do to just relax or, you know, for fun are songwriting and, you know, playing with my garage band and writing tracks and all sorts of stuff. So it's just a part of who I am.
Well, you know what's cool about Pittsburgh, Jackie, is the last time the Steelers were at home, as the public address announcer, when I found out you were going to be singing the national anthem, I thought, wow, this is such a Pittsburgh thing. You're only a half person from everybody, and I got to announce you doing it. I mean, by the way, the crowd loved it, and we had a big crowd, right?
Oh, yeah, we did. I know they loved it because I was in the crowd after watching the game, and people were coming up to me, telling me and hugging me, and it was so funny.
Yeah, they had almost 67,000 people there. What's it like? Because there's an echo, right, when you're singing live in a stadium like that.
Yeah, there is. For me personally, it's actually not too challenging, because once you realize that there's pretty much like a full second delay, you can kind of time it in your head. So I kind of got used to it, but I love singing for larger crowds. It's like I have all of this space to kind of let my voice be free. So I always have fun with it.
So who are some of the artists that you enjoy?
I have a wide range of people that I like to listen to. Because I was raised on The Killers and Marilyn Manson, but I was also raised on Jersey. I know.
Marilyn Manson?
Yeah. Yeah, my mom's a big fan.
Is she really? That's incredible.
Oh, yeah. But we were also listening to, you know, classical music, orchestral pieces, Jersey Boys. I was listening to Jim Croce, everything.
Wow, that's impressive. So a wide range of musical enjoyment for you. What about Taylor Swift? Do you ever meet her?
I met her once. I got to see her tour bus when she was in town and see her concert, and it was so cool. And she's really sweet.
And she's doing two shows, I guess, at Acrisure Stadium next summer. And
oh, really?
Yeah, she's coming back here. And she sang the national anthem for the Steelers before anybody knew who she was years ago.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, a little trivia for you. So tell us about the show. You're going to be at the Carnegie Library Music Hall of Homestead next Saturday night at 8, and I assume it's going to include some holiday music.
Yeah, of course. You know, I love Christmas, and so holiday shows are my absolute favorite. I feel like everybody gets this sense of being a family, and I really wanted to kind of play on that. So for the show, I'm going to have, you know, a few surprises here and there related to family, but I'll also be singing, you know, the classic Jackie songs that everyone kind of knows me for, like O Mio Bambino Caro, The Prayer, but also tons of our favorite holiday songs and songs I've never recorded, and then the new Joni Mitchell stuff that just came out. It's going to be a really fun, easygoing night, I think.
Look at you, 22, and enjoying what you do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.